The 911 call came at 8:54 yesterday morning. An incident at 2604 Apple Creek. A red brick home with a wreath hanging from a red front door, a garage door mostly open, as if ready for the driver to back out his white SUV, license plate TD19. Apple Creek isn't a major road, rather a short street in the rather small Country Meadows subdivision. But right away, Springfield Police Chief Robert Williams knew the precise location.
Upon receiving that 911 call, I immediately recognized the address as that of Mayor Timothy J. Davlin. We then sent in police personnel from the Springfield Police Department to investigate the 911 call.
Davlin was pronounced dead at the scene. Williams says efforts to revive him were unsuccessful. How long Davlin had been dead before the 911 call is unknown. Officials refused to give more information, including the cause of death. But at least one published report indicates he died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The investigation's now in the hands of the state police, Williams says, because Davlin was his boss, it was appropriate to turn the case over to an outside agency.
We will try and be as thorough as possible, but also to be as swift as possible in getting this investigation concluded.
That's Acting State Police Director Jonathan Munkin, who at a press conference yesterday couldn't say who made the 911 call. He wouldn't reveal where in the home Davlin was found, nor if the mayor was alone or with someone. Munkin says after an autopsy is completed today, more information will be forthcoming. In the meantime, he says, investigators are searching Davlin's property and canvassing the neighborhood to see if residents noticed anything peculiar. Even before news of Davlin's death, the mayor was in the headlines Tuesday. Davlin never showed up for a scheduled court appearance downtown. His absence led Judge Pete Kavanaugh to remove Davlin as the executor of a deceased cousin's estate. The ongoing lawsuit pitted Davlin, a Catholic, against Catholic Charities of Springfield. The organization suing to get its promised share of the estate, once reportedly worth an estimated $845,000. Davlin had repeatedly missed deadlines to give documentation of where the money went. It wasn't Davlin's only legal trouble. Voters were stunned by a State Journal Register report in October revealing a lien against his house. Davlin owed the IRS back taxes for 2003, 2005, and 2006, totaling nearly $90,000. Davlin told the paper the dispute stemmed from investments he had cashed in so he didn't have to pay a mortgage. Davlin assured reporters early last month that everything would be resolved.
I want to make a quick comment about some personal issues have been brought up lately, and my comment is that I firmly believe that these issues are going to be resolved in the near future, and when they are, I will make sure that you know about it. And that's pretty much my only comment about it.
Despite his legal and financial troubles, Davlin maintained a happy public persona. The 53-year-old was a charmer, notes his mayoral predecessor, Karen Hacera.
He just had a personality and a smile and looks that were just wonderful and made people like him.
That helped Davlin get the mayor's job in 2003. The position's officially nonpartisan, but it was noteworthy when, as a Democrat, he narrowly beat Tony Libri, now chairman of the Sangamon County GOP and county clerk. Davlin's large family, with its long-established Springfield roots, didn't hurt either.
Alderman Griffin.
Here.
Mayor Davlin.
Here.
Davlin hadn't served in elected office before. He was an insurance and investment broker, but he appeared to enjoy political life. Here he is leading a city council meeting in October.
Alderman Kuntz, it's good to have you here on your birthday, but most importantly, his wife Glenda's here. That's a lot more important than, where are you, Glenda? Where'd you go? Glenda, thanks for making it. And Glenda's buying dinner afterwards for all of us.
That's fine by me.
Did you just diss our seniors?
What's that?
Did you diss our seniors?
Not at all.
Remember, they vote, Mayor.
I'm one of
they
you.
They vote a lot.
I'm one of you. I have my AARP card.
He was considered to be a regular guy, the type you'd like to share dinner or a beer with, and locals often did. In short, a popular public figure whom Republican State Senator Larry Bomke of Springfield says could have had a bright future in politics.
Mayor Davlin was the kind of guy who could have run for any office and been elected. He was that well-liked. He had that kind of charisma.
Critics accused Davlin of being a figurehead who let others run the show. But he worked hard on matters he found important. He recently served as president of the Illinois Municipal League and lobbied for changes to public safety workers' pensions to save cities money, even though it put him at odds with unions. He oversaw accomplishments including the scenic overhaul of many downtown streets and construction of the MacArthur Extension, which helped ease travel on a heavily trafficked area. State Journal Register reporter Bernie Schoenberg has covered city politics for years and says Davlin also deserves credit for Springfield's new water pumping station and a power plant known as Dahlman 4.
It's a half a billion dollar project. That's a major thing. So for better or worse, Springfield and its city-owned utility has a state-of-the-art facility, and Mayor Davlin got that done.
Springfield's financial troubles had weighed on Davlin, who was due to introduce a bleak city budget soon. In recent remarks, Davlin alluded that massive layoffs would be needed to make up the shortfall. Nonetheless, many were surprised when Davlin announced he wouldn't run for a third term as mayor. Despite his personal troubles and the city's budget problems, he would have undoubtedly been the front runner. Davlin didn't say much about his decision, merely that the job was grueling and he wanted to leave before he burned out. Now that he's gone, Alderman Frank Coons, the man who just this fall celebrated his birthday with Davlin at a city council meeting, will fill in as mayor pro tem. The council has 60 days to name a replacement. I'm Amanda Vinicky.